Something alarming has been happening on Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier. It's been surging toward the sea. If the glacier melted entirely, that would raise the global sea level by several feet. Scientists have watched the glacier from space, but have rarely been able to get out to this very remote glacier. Now, some scientists are setting out on a mission to drill through that glacier. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Pine Island Glacier is really, really remote. It's 1,800 miles from McMurdo, the U.S. base station in Antarctica. So just getting there is a challenge. Tim Stanton from the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey not only wanted to get to it, but he wanted to get to it with 20,000 pounds of gear so they could drill into it.
This was a granddaddy of a problem.
Stanton and about a dozen colleagues spent several years planning this mission, which involved multiple aircraft and remote support camps. In fact, they took four trips to Antarctica before they finally succeeded. And it wasn't just getting there that was hard. Bill Shaw, a colleague of Stanton, says Antarctica has its own way of serving up trouble.
You're in your tent sleeping, and you start to hear things flapping. And then you wake up, and you find that all your neatly piled batches of gear are now covered in several feet of snow. And you're going to spend the next several days digging it all out and getting going again.
That happened more than once during their 7 weeks out on this remote piece of ice. They chose this spot because the glacier here is actually being undercut by ocean water, which flows below it. The team's challenge was to drill through that ice sheet, which here was twice as thick as the Golden Gate Bridge is tall. Melting those holes involved heating up a metal rod and circulating hot fluid through hoses to the rod as it gradually ate its way down through the ice.
Everybody was schlepping hose that, you know, they needed a lot of support, so that's what we did during the drilling phase. And as soon as the hole was in through, we immediately started deploying instruments.
In particular, Stanton wanted to measure the currents flowing right under the ice sheet. He wanted to test how salty the water was, and he wanted to find out how quickly the ice was being eaten away by the comparatively warm seawater. They also grabbed a sample of mud from the seawater below.
To sort of see what's down there is quite remarkable, because I can assure you nobody else on this planet's ever touched the mud before us underneath an ice shelf like that.
Their instrument showed that meltwater from the glacier was flowing rapidly toward the open ocean and cutting into the ice as it went. Again, Bill Shaw.
I was surprised by how much like a river this was. It's a river, but instead of eroding a channel, it's melting a channel.
And it turns out that channel is melting very fast. As they report in Science magazine, ice in that channel was disappearing at the rate of 2 inches a day. Stanton said their measurement is consistent with what scientists had inferred from satellite measurements.
And don't forget, this happens day in and day out. We saw no changes over the 35 days that we're reporting on in this paper, and it's a phenomenally high melt rate compared with what we observe in the Arctic, for example.
At the moment, it's contributing a tiny amount to rising sea levels, but the melting has been accelerating in recent years. And if it keeps accelerating, in the very long run, the Pine Island Glacier could add several feet to global sea level. These are sobering results. But Stanton says when the drilling team finally punched through the ice and he was able to position his instruments, he felt he'd conquered his granddaddy of a problem.
That was remarkably satisfying, and it really had been a long, long road.
With luck, those instruments will continue to run for another 2 or 3 years and send their data back via satellite to Stanton and his colleagues in the cozy confines of their labs. Richard Harris, NPR News.